Blog Talk Radio.
The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron. A podcast featuring Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, two out-of-the-broom-closet professional witches with over 70 years combined experience of making magic. This is a show on the LMC Radio Network. During each episode, Elvira and Deb will help you create rituals, cast spells, make potions, and much more besides. They'll spend time speaking about different goddesses from all over the world, paying attention to the ancient reverence of long-ago cultures and infusing it with a modern perspective. Elvira, Deb, take it away.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. So, tonight, we will be talking, we will continue this month's theme of planting the seeds of renewal by talking about spring cleansing of our inner self. And, but first, we're going to just kind of catch up with each other. Then, kind of an intense week. I love that we celebrated Mother's Day right after talking about the mother of all mothers, Gaia, last week.
Oh, yes.
And then Gaia and the sun, you know, gifted us with beautiful weather and, for some of us, some amazing aurora borealis displays. In some places where they're usually not seen. But this week kind of started off with a really nice, for me anyway, you know, nice weekend, nice weather. My oldest son took me out to dinner, you know, which was really wonderful. And I got to meet his girlfriend's mom. And so that was really, really nice. I connected with her right away. And I was also thinking about my mom a lot this past Mother's Day. Set up some flowers and talking to her quite a bit. She passed away many, many years ago, and I still miss her being here in the physical realm. So with the Northern Lights, I actually went out on Saturday night and tried to see them. But I wish I would have gone out on Friday night, because it seems like over here, anyway, it seemed like that was the best night to catch them. I tried on Saturday night, but I could not. And we got into a dark area right on the shore of Lake Michigan. But probably because there's probably still a little bit too much light pollution along the shore there. And so, yeah, I could not see anything. Although I noticed that somebody was in that exact same spot, and on Friday night at 2:30 in the morning, they took a photo and they captured an amazing light display. But I think that because the solar maximum is actually, we're heading towards that in this 11-year cycle, and it's, you know, the maximum is going to be in 2025. So I think that we'll get a lot of other chances to see that potentially, but over this past week, there's been like a lot of intense energy around me. There's been a little bit of arguments, but then a little bit of actually resolving arguments and getting closer to some of the people in my neck of the woods, which has been pretty wonderful. But I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping over the past week, and I've heard a lot of other folks complaining about that too. And I know a couple of nights this week, I actually felt like I was hearing like a low hum and almost had like an electrical, like a static electricity type of feeling around me in the air. And, you know, I think that that might be some of the solar flares that have been going off like the 4th of July over the past week.
yeah.
yeah. But how about you? Have you had any fun, wild, or strange things going on over your past week, Elvira?
Oh, well, as we seem to normally have in, you know, we've sunk up, you know, to our own energies between the two of us so that we can do the show. And I noticed, you know, that when we check in or this kind of a check-in, there's some things that are very similar. Maybe they come off a little differently because we're different people. But and then we sync up with also the topic that we are presenting, which also amazes me on, you know, how these things happen. My Mother's Day was great. You know, low-keyed in the sense that my daughter did not want to go out to eat, so her husband cooked this incredible meal and sent home food with all of us because he made sure there was a shitload of, you know, food there, so that was really nice.
Bonus.
And, you know, we got to, you know, socialize and do that. It was a smaller group. Some of the stepkids weren't able to come, because they had gone to Oklahoma the day before, which my daughter had also done, to celebrate the one-year birthday of another family member's child. So there was, like, all this travel. And so, you know, it was nice. I did not, sadly, get to see the Northern Lights because where I was, even though it's country, there was enough light that I couldn't see. And we wound up with Friday night there was enough lack of clouds that we could have, but I got a hint of color. But by Saturday and Sunday, we got clouds. My daughter, on the other hand, lives over near the lake, was able to go to the, you know, one of the ramps, and she could look, and she and her daughter got to enjoy and take pictures of that. So I kind of felt like, oh, well, that was, you know, not for me to experience that way. But as you pointed out, the energy that got thrown from that electromagnetic energy definitely affected my body and my sleep patterns. And, you know, it seems like with the weather that we're having here, just generally, the barometric pressure goes up and down all over the place. So, you know, my body's going, you know, we are not really the sterling quality that we would like to be. So I'm a little kind of like slower in tempo of what I do. But, you know, it's been generally a very interesting time. And obviously, the idea that, yes, we are in spring, and, yes, there's also all, you know, the poor plants. I mean, I feel bad about ourselves because we don't know, you know, our bodies are experiencing this up and down. But these poor plants, they go, oh, we got rain, okay, we're all excited. Then we get the sun, we can grow, we can throw out pollen, we can be ourselves. Then it rains again, and, you know, I mean, and, of course, that's affecting my, you know, like everything, it affects my body, affects my neighbor's bodies and everybody's around. So it's kind of like between the solar flares with the electromagnetics and the regular pollen and up and down, my body is not sure it's okay or it's sort of sluggish. It's okay and it's sluggish. So, you know, we don't even want to go into the technical aspects going on right now on, you know, the internets and stuff like that. We'll just leave that alone. But I'm going to turn it back over to you so we can get started with this incredibly interesting subject for tonight.
Yeah. There's like so many different like layers or aspects to it. So it'll be interesting to see where all we go with this. But so I was going to start out kind of simple and just talking about, you know, starting to focus on, you know, body and then go to mind, spirit, you know. And so just starting out, you know, I wanted to define, like, how do I see that doing, like, that inner spring cleaning. And I kind of like that as our May theme is planting the seeds of renewal, and we started out the month talking about Gaia. I think that this just kind of sets up a natural flow of now tonight having us look at our inner self and seeing what we might have to cleanse and clear away for some of the things that no longer work for us. Kind of like doing some weeding when we are getting our spring garden ready. And so we're now at about mid-spring, which is it really is a time of renewal, rebirth, and new possibilities. And for many of us, I think, you know, with just in the mundane, that probably means that we're starting to open up the windows, getting outside more, enjoying the sunshine, and creating new routines and rituals that are kind of in harmony with the season. So I see the spring cleaning of our inner selves be about pulling out the weeds and maybe putting some new good dirt in place within, you know. And so this can mean like so many different things. Like we might do things like changing our dietary pattern by eating some of the more in-season produce, or we might be going out for more walks, might be shifting our sleep schedules, or in my case, trying to get some sleep, or any of the other things that that we might do to bring our internal state in alignment with the rhythms of nature. And the spring to summer transition, it's just like a naturally great time for personal or inner transformation. And so I know recently I've done some spring cleaning of my house, my sacred space, my altar, which really, really needed it. And that, you know, this whole concept, we can truly, you know, apply that to our inner self. And that just seems like a very natural progression. And so, you know, with the days growing longer and it's staying light outside longer, I know for many of us, we're kind of shaking off the old bonds from winter and opening up to the new adventures that summer is going to bring. And so it is a natural rejuvenation time. And I think it is really good to just kind of start with that in mind, that the environment around me actually does affect my inner environment. And so I know when I'm like really low on energy, I become less active and sometimes more fuzzy-headed and less ambitious. And sometimes it seems like the less that I do when I get into that mode, the less that I do, then it's like the less that I want to do. And pretty soon I find that my outer space has become completely cluttered and dusty, just like my inner space. And so I notice that once I clean and put things away, even though that sounds like a very simplistic, a very mundane type of thing to do, it really brightens up the space around me, and then I start to feel more energized and have more clarity and focus. And so just kind of starting out with the more simple aspects of that, that I think that, you know, the clearing and cleansing our outer space is a good first step to cleansing and clearing our inner space. And one other thing I wanted to say about that is just like when I do a spiritual cleansing for myself or for a client, the individual or the place really needs to be physically clean before we start doing the spiritual cleansing. Because otherwise you're just moving around the muck or whatever, and it gets in the way, and it does affect our internal selves. And sometimes it's just like the physical activity of it really helps me to get out of my head, you know, especially if I've been spending too much time there. And going through the motions of physically cleansing can be kind of meditative. How about you, Elvira? What are your thoughts on starting out with the physical?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you say that because, you know, there was a point as I moved into this place and I put things into mm-hmm. place, certain things had to go in first, you know, obviously furniture and positioning it according to your, you know, room and activities. And then the doodads and what you, you know, all that. And obviously the altars were like the second thing that went up. It was like furniture in, altar second. But you talk about, you know, clearing and cleansing and, you know, decluttering is that at a certain point we hit, you know, the fall. And then of course that becomes the time, you know, everything kind of gets closed in to, you know, being more insular, but it's also the holidays mm-hmm. and everything. And then we start that rhythm up again as spring takes place and we start going. And it's,
mm-hmm.
I started moving the things because there's certain places that I put things because there was, you know, I would get one area done and if I, you know, then I put everything in this one other area. And so it was like clearing out that particular location was very energizing. And mm-hmm. I noticed how I felt about that. And it was funny because in the place I'm in, which, you know, is a modular home, the master bedroom does not have a closet. So I had to buy one of the, now, it's not an IKEA, but it's similar, mm-hmm. little cube thing that you put together to make a closet. Well, it's mm-hmm. not the most efficient thing or it cannot, you know, hold heavy things because you have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because about the time we started spring, some of the things started to, I didn't say fall apart, but the rods that they have fell off. So I had to literally rearrange my entire thing so it was less, for the lack of a better word, less cluttered. And it was interesting mm-hmm. how that made me kind of feel and mm-hmm. experience, you know, what that was doing, even though it was like it became a forced project.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that is true. I know that when I feel congested, I will go declutter something. I will rearrange a cabinet. I'll rearrange a drawer. I will rearrange my bookcase. You know, it's whatever it is, and it makes that, it clears that. So, you know, I understand and feel really strongly that, you know, what mm-hmm. doing that physical activity works as a way to shift what we do and how we feel. And even my plants, you know, I don't have a sunroom, which, you know, in, of course, this area where there's a real winter, you have sunrooms. Mm-hmm. Now, there are other places that have sunrooms, but here it becomes a real important thing because if you have outside plants that are in mm-hmm. pots, you bring them in so they don't die, right? And yeah, this time of year, you start taking everything out and putting it out on your porch. You get things organized. And I just did that the other day, and it felt so invigorating. Granted, mm-hmm. I did kind of have to pull my dolly in because I have a big, one of the plants is bigger, and so I needed to dolly it out. But that whole process, and I mean, my plants, I'm sure, were like, oh, thank you, Mom. We could feel the real energy out here and wind. So, yeah, I totally agree mm-hmm. with, you know, the physical structures needing to be worked on and mm-hmm. cleared and, you know, cleansed and worked in that way. And I definitely agree with, you know, smudging your house or mm-hmm. drumming. You know, I go around sometimes rattling, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, a rattle mm-hmm. or something to break the stuck energies up, and especially in the corners because our mm-hmm. structures
oh, yeah.
have corners, you know, and that's where the energy gets cluttered. And if mm-hmm. you think of a lot of the ancient things, they kind of had, you know, arches and it was they had a different way of making, whether it was a tent or it was an actual physical structure, where it didn't have the little corners. And obviously in many of the feng shui and aspects of that kind of energy. You put things mm-hmm. in corners. Once you clean it, you put things in corners to keep the energy like from cluttering it, because it will dangle and create an inability for it to get stuck, but you still have to clean it. So, that's what I've been doing with it, and I agree. It's an important part of life here.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And, you know, I was thinking before I start kind of looking more at what, at like the mind and the spirit, just looking at the spring cleansing of the body, because I want to focus on body, mind, and spirit. But before we get to the other parts, I think that many of us, especially like if we're in colder climates, we might have like slowed down over the long winter months, and we probably have mm-hmm. stayed inside more and maybe slept in a little more, or maybe eaten too many mindless snacks while binging our favorite shows or whatever.
And that
state of stagnation can sometimes be hard to shake off. And so, you know, springtime can be the perfect time to just kind of revive our wellness practices and to maybe reboot our diet. We can, you know, get back into some of our favorite activities a little more day, maybe, you know, going for a walk, stretching, maybe doing some yoga, just, you know, taking stock of what, you know, what we're putting into ourselves, and maybe consciously drinking more water. And I think that it's really important just to remember that when I take care of my physical energy, I feel better. I mean, I just feel more clear and more abundant. And when we take care of our physical energy, we're just naturally less stressed out, and we are, and it's easier to be more in tune with our mind and with our spirit. And so even though I didn't want to skip over like the whole physical aspect of it, even though we're talking about internal spring cleaning of ourselves, that it's really important just to look at how we're taking care of ourselves on the physical mm-hmm. level too. We just maybe need to remind ourselves that when our bodies feel good, so does everything else. And even though our physical bodies are temporary vessels, we need to take care of them.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so I know that, you know, those are all like just really good reminders for me. And I do feel that, and I have been getting more active and stuff over the last couple of weeks, and it feels really good. Good to do that. I know we're going to break in a couple minutes here, but I guess, you know, the next part, I guess I would want to look more at like how this is also, like you were saying, a great time to clear out the dusty corners of our minds by taking a look at any of our, you know, any older negative patterns we might have allowed to take root. spending time stressing out or worrying about things we have no control over, or using negative self-talk as a motivator. And so that's something that I wanted to look at, because that's, you know, to me, that's more getting into that true, you know, internal self. Like, what, you know, how do we treat ourselves? You know, how do we treat our inner selves, and how much in touch are we with what's going on? With our inner self, because that's going to affect everything else.
Right.
So, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I can say, I mean, I know we have different techniques, but, you know, the thing that I have found really beneficial is journaling, you know, to take care of decluttering your mind. And it's not about, you know, it isn't the spiritual, it isn't like making a a grimoire or anything. It is more about just journaling out the stuff that's in the mind that's cluttering it. And I find that I do that every night before I go to bed, and it's just a way of, you know, taking a good cleanse of that. And when I really feel upset or frustrated about something, if in the morning I feel that, I will write out what's coming out of my mind at that moment time on just loose paper and then burn it and let the ashes cool and then go put them around plants outside so that I kind of fertilize and I've rejuvenated that energy, but I've gotten rid of it. I've let it go. And it feels very empowering. And I think that that is another part of how to work with the mind in terms of, you know, the things that we go round and round with.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And, you know, just burning something, we're releasing it to the air, which is the mental energy. It's all about air. And that's just a really great way to do that. So it is about time for us to take a little break, but we will be right back to take a deeper look into the process of cleansing the internal self. For spring cleaning the internal self. So break us away, Nagashiva.
You're listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio podcast on the LMC Radio Network. Stay tuned as more magic is coming your way right after these messages. LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5, all time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com.
We are back and
yes,
ready to talk further about this essential form of self-care. With Elvira leading us off here with talking about going a little deeper into what this spring cleaning of our inner selves is actually about.
Wow, it's interesting that you say that, because I was sitting here looking at my notes, which are strewn across the table that I'm looking at. And I'm looking at something I wrote down, and what to me is the, you know, because we're delving into, we've done the physical, we were kind of at the mental, which is part of what we'll probably pick up a little bit more, and then, you know, spiritual, obviously. But to me, it's about a process of shedding and letting go of who you are or where you have been, and opening to your new learning aspects of what you can do with yourself, meaning it's like letting go of culture and social and conditioning around you, and that's put you into this place, and it's letting go of that. And, you know, as we go year by year, we go layer by layer. And so the mind, I mean, we have the physical, it's the immediacy of our life, right? So that has an immediacy. Our mind is a little secondary because it's got all these layers that we've been dealing with for as long as we've been on the physical planet. And so I feel that each spring we get a chance to let go of something more or many something mores, depending on, you know, what comes up. And I when you think about how do you get into the mind, I mean, I mentioned journaling, but you also need sound. So one of the things that is become more, I mean, it's been there, but a lot more active recently as far as the communities I've been, you know, connecting with are sound baths. And they're, you know, using crystal bowls or using drums or tuning forks or gongs, that the sound tones hit certain frequencies and alter the frequencies. So it allows it to, like, unhook the things that are stuck, even if you're, you know, without your mind getting the ego and the intellect going, running through whatever it is that you're letting go. It's just a letting go process as opposed to analyzing it. And I think that's a really good technique, whether you have it or you know places to go to, or you are able to download those particular sounds and instruments that you can listen to while you're sitting in a quiet meditative state. So I think that's another tool to find to help with, you know, doing that kind of physical cleansing of the mind, because, you know, you can only do so much. You might want to get in there and use a toothbrush to do a little bit of the corners, but you can't. You can do it with these kind of things. So I think that's it. And then, you know, mantras, which are, you know, I mean, you can use traditional mantras from different cultures, but a lot of it is affirmation, you know, when know, we get into that. So that's another way to shift. And I will have to go back to something my husband used to talk about, is the neuro-linguistic programming, is you use affirmations, you make sure you keep the word not, N-O-T, out of it, because of how the mind will drop it, and then it'll make the actual thing you're trying to get rid of the affirmation. So that's, you know, a very important thing to know about structuring affirmations. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I love that you brought those up. I mean, that I think that sound is very powerful. And I know that, you know, I've gone to sound baths, and I've downloaded some different tapes that are like binaural, where there was one where I used to get migraine headaches, and this binaural beat was specifically for easing migraine headaches. And I would take, you know, get off to the side in a quiet spot and listen to that for a while. And within 10 minutes, my headache would be gone. And I know that there's, you know, binaural beats for like different, you know, different things like enhancing your intuition or for anxiety. Or, you know, and I do think that those are really, really effective. And as far as, like, affirmations, that is, you know, we have a choice in what we believe. And what we choose to believe essentially forms our world. And if we persist, you know, in believing ourselves be, you know, not worthy or to be victims, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't any real victims, but I'm just saying that we persist in seeing ourselves that way. It sometimes shapes what we become. And so if we choose to believe that we are open and deserving of love and acceptance and expansion, then we are. And that is so powerful. And we will always have that choice. You know, we can get used to directing our thoughts to a level of higher energy. And if we do that, our emotions and our actions will naturally start to follow. And I see, like, affirmations are a great way to rebuild, you know, and so using affirmations every day is a really, you know, great thing to start off with, because their power will grow, you know, as the old walls kind of fade away. You're mm-hmm. rebuilding new walls within you. And some of those old ways of thinking will start to fall away. And so I think, yeah, I like that, Elvira. I think that's a really good point. It's really powerful. I know that there's like one kind of like a secret to boosting up the power of affirmations is I've heard that affirmations are actually more powerful while you're in a hypnagogic state. And so that's mm-hmm. kind of like that transitional state between wakefulness and sleep. So while you're going to bed, just before falling asleep, that's a great time to visualize or to just, you know, recite that in your mind in affirmation. It will come, you know, much more stronger and more powerfully enmeshed in you if you do it at mm-hmm. that time.
Yes, definitely.
But yeah.
Interesting that the Hawaiian mm-hmm. tradition, there is a certain technique that you learn, and part that is exactly when you do it. You do it in that moment, mm-hmm. well, not moment, but the time before going to sleep, and then as you're mm-hmm. waking up before you totally get up. Because that is the area of a mm-hmm. empowered transitional state, because you're neither in one or the other, so it would be liminal. It's between the two, and that is a very mm-hmm. powerful time to be able to do that. So I'm mm-hmm. glad you brought that mm-hmm. up.
So I think something I thought of that you and me, well, that you said while we were talking a couple of days ago, is you were pointing out that, you know, springtime is a great time for doing, like, the inner cleansing, but that it's also good to do it whenever we feel like we need it.
mm-hmm,
and so I think it's great to use the springtime as a, you know, a wonderful way to sync up with the rhythm of nature, and use it for inspiration or just to get started, you know. But it really, the things that, you know, we do to take care of our inner selves that are good to do at any time, especially when we're feeling like we're stuck or just having a hard time moving forward.
Or
anytime that we have, like, any psychic debris, you know, accumulating mm-hmm. in our energy field. And that can happen, you know. And I think that with the kind of work that we do, we're kind of more prone to it in a way, because I think that you produce psychic debris whenever you do rituals, whenever you do spell casting. But it can also include, you know, things like being exposed to anger, negative energy patterns, or you know, another person's grief or sadness, and those, you know, particles or fragments of other people's energy or their thought patterns can come into our energy field. And if we're not mindful about clearing that out, it can start to affect us in other ways.
Definitely. It's interesting you mentioned that, because I kind of noted a couple of things of how can you kind of do an assessment of what, you mm-hmm. know, what's going on, because, you know, you sit and you say, well, you know, do I feel weighted down and exhausted?
Mm-hmm.
No matter mm-hmm. how much sleep I get. Or, you know, you're subject to more emotional extremes, like going from, you know, over-emotional to numb, you know, the mm-hmm. the idea mm-hmm. that, you know, we have stayed in a, you know, a more negative, we see more negative out there. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, instead of thinking that life, you know, if the idea of life is happening to me, it should be more of life, if, you know, of instead of having it, life is happening for me, because for me is a creative process in a positive way. The other is you become, mm-hmm. you know, you're being dumped on, or you're, you know, it's mm-hmm. that other part. So there's certain ways to assess the
right.
fact of what's going on. And, you know, I know, mm-hmm. believe me, you know, this last week and the week before, I've been, you know, with whatever else is going on. Those are things that come to mind. And as I was researching, I'm going, ah, okay, all right, you know. And so the idea, that's why I ran around mm-hmm. with a rattle, because it was like, you know. And mm-hmm. that was another part, you know. And we also need mm-hmm. to think of, we can do essential oils that mm-hmm. allow us to experience that smell, the olfactory process, mm-hmm. to shift our energies as well, as opposed to, you know, these some of the other things. And I know, you know, a lot of us have, you know, certain sensitivities, so you have to be careful of, you know, the ones that might trigger more, rather, you know, like real physical experience of, you know, breathing problems. But and then breath work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up with a father who was a therapist who breath work was the whole focus. So, you know, mm-hmm. deep breathing and the kind yes. of breathing, you know, like somebody was telling me, you know, and I've done this, but the cat-cow in yoga, I mean, that is mm-hmm. awesome. That, you know, bringing that breath in and out and moving your body mm-hmm. in that way. So it's a way of cleansing.
Yeah.
That is, you know, right. within a certain amount. So, mm-hmm. and I know that's physical, but it's also, it's the breath, and the breath is what drives the whole body to, mm-hmm. you know, be alive. Mm-hmm. So it kind of works as part of that. So, but I
yeah.
kind of want to, you know, kind of say that, yeah, we have different layers. And I know the next layer mm-hmm. is your. I'm going to turn it back to you, because I think it's more the spiritual aspect to look at, don't mm-hmm. you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's as far as this, like the spiritual aspect, it's, well, lots of times it's like the little things that can really kind of cleanse and clear our spirits, you know, and it could be things as simple as like going for a walk in nature, or, you know, doing grounding exercises, get rid of any excess or unwanted energy. But I'm kind of like, I actually like to do like an energy assessment of myself. I'm doing certain types of work for clients. I actually wrote up like this whole two-page survey thing where I would go through and ask a lot of questions, the same way I would almost like when I was working as a nurse, you know, because there's so mm-hmm. many different things that can affect us spiritually and emotionally that we don't even think of sometimes. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it can be anything from our physical health. It can be, you know, recent, you know, changes in relationships or jobs, or maybe a fight with a friend or whatever. And sometimes we just are so, you know, focused on our day-to-day survival stuff, you know, and going through our to-do list and stuff like that, that we lose track of what's going on with our inner self.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, just to kind of to take the time to really assess ourselves and just to see like, okay, you know, I'm feeling not quite right. There might be something going on that I need to take a look at. And some of the ways that I think it's good to ourselves in good spiritual condition is doing things that raise our vibration, mm-hmm. such as I think that, you know, going in nature, Something that I do, and this is me, you know, and it has to do with my belief system and stuff, and so this would be different for everyone, but I actually talk to what I think of as my higher power every day, just as I'm going through my day, like I would talk mm-hmm. to a friend. I think it's really important to take some quiet time every day to lose the technological barrage for like 10 minutes. Especially a good time to do it is in the morning before I go running off, taking that time to be quiet. If I can have enough time to meditate, that's even better. But I think that lots of times spirit might be talking to us, but we can easily be too bombarded with the material stream of life to actually hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose mm-hmm. touch with spirit, but we lose touch with our own spirit. And so I think a good reason to decrease our amount of online use is that social media breeds anonymity, which acts as mm-hmm. like a powerful disinhibitor. And that can tap into some of the worst aspects of human behavior, I think. And so it's really important to kind of disconnect as a way to being able to connect with ourselves.
Right, right.
Yeah. So many different ways. Just like occasionally, you know, finding out what positive actions I can pack into the stream of life. You know, I know lots of times you'll talk about just holding the door open for someone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those simple things where we're doing it for someone else, but actually that heals or soothes our own soul when we do stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
Or just finding something to laugh about. You know, I know for me, I'm one of those people, I like listening to true crime, but I found if I listen to that shit too much, it's like pretty soon I get into like a negative place, you know, and it's just like that's something I got to listen to sparingly because it's like it affects me. It affects me in a
mm-hmm.
way that I don't like.
Right, right.
Yeah. And
well,
it's just, you know, be careful like how we connect with others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's been times in the past where I dipped into, you know, the local gossip or whatever. And it's just like, you know what? I don't like that anymore. And not saying I'm an angel that I'll never gossip about anyone. But it's like, I know that it's a really false way to connect with somebody. And so I really strive not to do that.
Right, right. It's interesting
you know,
to mention that because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this little thing and it says, you know, smile more. And you were saying laugh. And the one thing that I want to say is, see, we're laughing, is complain,
right.
you know, go complaint free for a day. Could you imagine having that as a idea? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, now that's a challenge. Okay,
uh-huh.
But it would be something that would clear your energy because, I mean, we're
mm-hmm.
going to complain about the driver that's too slow or the, you know, the line that's too long. And, you know, what are we
mm-hmm.
doing is cluttering our energy, you know, up and dropping it down. But
mm-hmm.
you said that and it was just, it was like a part of my note. It just said, Scott, you got to say that. So I'll shut up now. But that was something that just... came out of that.
yeah. And, you know, I think it's just good to kind of going back to, like, just sometimes kind of doing a self-assessment. Like, what I ask myself is, like, what is it that's taking up most of my thoughts or feelings that
mm-hmm.
day? Like, if I'm replaying an old hurt or... you know, filling myself up with other things that are just, like, not serving me. Because lots of times I might go, like, on autopilot with something like that and not realize it, and then I'll be, you know, wondering why do I feel so so off. And then when I realized that I've been filling, you know, if I, you know, see myself as a physical vessel here during my time on Earth, you know, what am I filling myself up with? And if I'm filling myself up with that sort of stuff, I can't get any of the other good stuff in there because there's no room left.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, just to add a complication to it, I think that with solar flares, if anybody else out there has been being affected, you might be having like some intense energy or sleeplessness or headaches or anything like that and not really knowing why, or you might, you know, be dealing with the intense behavior of somebody else for, you know, I'm not saying someone who is who's usually a jerk, but someone who, I'm just thinking of a couple people in my life who were acting very intensely. And now I'm starting to think that, you know what, everybody's kind of more evened out the last day here. But I think that the solar flares have something to do with it. And I think if we're conscious about that, we'll be able to ride these geomagnetic storms because we're also electromagnetic beings. And if our energy is coherent, it will go easier and we'll actually be able to probably benefit from it. Because I'll tell you, some of the spells that I was doing this week, they felt like really, really powerful. And I think that might have something to do with it.
Yes, definitely. Well, and, you know, one of the things they talk about, you know, is, okay, you use herbs, you use stones, you're using, you know, obviously the oils and things. But when you think about it, you're putting all those things together with this kind of energy that is electromagnetic, and these are all, especially the stones, you know, that have that electromagnetic capacity. So, you know, you're creating, you know, this intense, powerful experience. So one way or the other, and you know, so using it to cleanse, but also using it to create, you know, once you've cleansed, once you've got yourself in a better space, you know, whether it's for, you know, 20 minutes or it's for the entire day, it makes it a better experience. So,
Yes, and so I think that, well, I know this past weekend we had like a bunch of solar flares, and a lot of people have said that this intense energy that's shifting towards our planet is changing the entire frequency, and can be very intense, you know, and so it also drives a change in our individual energy patterns. And so what I've seen recommended the most is to try to stay peaceful, do lots of grounding, get your bare feet out on the grass if you can, be in nature, hug a tree or something, you know, and to drink lots of water, because that you'll be able to kind of attune to this major cycle of energy rather than being controlled by it and getting thrown way off base. So, it's like we're kind of stepping into a new frequency that that we don't know what to do with yet. And so, you know, meditate, breathe, you know, listen to music, candle gaze, whatever will get you into a calm and peaceful space. We are getting so close to the end here. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, you know, at this point, I think the you know, doing rituals, doing your practice, you know, actions, physical actions, emotional. One of the things I want to say is people need to avoid fear of your emotions. I know that when I was going through my own training, in terms of different things, one of the things I found is if I had to find a safe place to yell or to punch a pillow, you know, to get that action out, is the way mm-hmm. to cleanse your emotional, you know, and then the other thing is that I think about is going to the gym mm-hmm. or bicycling or elliptical mm-hmm. or whatever it is you do, you sweat.
Yeah.
And when you're sweating, you're releasing toxins. So that is changing your body as well. So I think that, you know, mm-hmm. these different things taken with more consciousness will allow mm-hmm. that shift of your, especially during the solar flares and stuff is what I'm mm-hmm. kind of putting, but it's also the cleansing aspect is cleansing out those things because our electromagnetic force field, our auras, you know, is being bombarded and it's forcing incongruent things to come to the surface.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So. Wow. Well, this has been a wonderful show. I really had, gave me a lot of things to think about.
Yes.
And yeah. So I'm sure we're going to have more solar flares and personal cleansing to do as we go along. But for now, I guess we're going to kind of start to wrap up here. And I will do our end of the show maintenance stuff here. So contact information for readings or root work. You can find Elvira and I on Hoodoo Psychics and also on AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And you can also find Elvira online at www.elvira.com and also at www.milk-and-honey.com. And you can also find me on my website at www.bewitchingbee@theend.com. So that, I think, unless there's anything else, I think this kind of wraps up tonight's show.
We just have to mention what our next show is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to. So I'll let you do that.
Thanks. No, thanks for the reminder, too. So next week, Thursday, we will be continuing the month of May's theme, which is planting the seeds of renewal, by talking about the topic, planting our spiritual and magical gardens. So for now, it's
now that we
time for us to say goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So until next time, everyone, witch on, witch well, and witch wisely.
Thank you for listening to The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron, a radio broadcast on the LMC Radio Network. Our podcast airs live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central, and is available for download. Questions or comments on this show or ideas for upcoming shows can be sent to our website at witchpriestessandcauldron.com. That's witchpriestessandcauldron.com. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. Blessed be.